That's my fault. I don't chip them out anymore.
Thank you. morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to everyone. We're especially welcoming our visitors. We're happy that you're here and pray that this will be a meaningful worship for you. We begin our worship with the lighting of the candles and the Advent wreath. And we will begin by singing Light One Candle. And today, we get to sing all four verses. Right?
Right. Genuine joy has always been a rare commodity in our world, but the angels announced to the shepherds that God was giving to them and all persons a cause for genuine joy. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus brings joy to a sad world. Genuine joy captures the heart and works its way out in song. And now we'll do an Advent prayer. Almighty God, who in your providence has made all ages a preparation for the kingdom of your Son, we ask you to make ready our hearts for the fullness of your blessing, both as we prepare ourselves and as we worship you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We turn to the confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left.
Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the church, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
All earth is hopeful.
Oh, stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come with your abundant grace and might. Free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the greeting, the baby in her womb leaped, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed is she who comes in the name of the Lord, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For when I heard your voice,
and greeting, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. But blessed is one who believed what was told to her as a promise of the Lord. That's the good news, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I want to invite the kids to come up for a minute. Or maybe two. Over here. So you guys can sit there. How's that? Hey, we're loud now. What's the biggest surprise that you've ever had? Did you ever get any gift that was a real big surprise? Your eagle toy? What does your eagle toy do? Is it kind of like a transformer? A puppet. Oh, okay, so you can make it work, right? All right, how about anybody else have anything that really big, enormous surprise? Can't think of anything? Have you ever been to see a magician? No, you've never seen a magician? I went to see one once, and he had this tiger in a cage on the stage. It was a big tiger, and it was growling at us. So I knew it was a mean tiger. But what he did was covered it with a cloth. And then he said some words. And he pulled the cloth off, and the tiger was gone. And what was even more surprising was there was a cage way up high on above the stage. And they pulled the curtain off of that, and there was the tiger. Wow! I didn't know how they did that. I like to figure out what magicians do, because it's all tricks. There's they can't really make a tiger disappear or reappear someplace else, can they? That was a huge surprise. But you know what the lesson today was about? The lesson today was about a big surprise that Elizabeth had. You know, she was, how old is your grandma? Is your grandma really old? No, not really. Okay, that's good. You probably just saved your Christmas gift. Yeah, but.
But we actually, grandma's in really
old. Oh, one of them is really old. Okay. You know, when my kids, Ben, when my youngest son was your age, the barber asked him how old his grandma was, and he said, oh, she is really old. And he said, well, how old is that? And she said, oh, she must be at least 30. Well, anyway, the big surprise was Elizabeth was really old. Older than your grandma. Really old. And she didn't think she'd ever have a baby. But God said, you're going to have a baby. And you know who that baby, the surprise baby was? John the Baptist was her surprise baby. And then she came to Mary. And Mary didn't even have a husband. And the angel said, you're going to have a baby. You know who that baby was? Yeah. Ah, Jesus, you got it. All right, so God has all kinds of surprises for us. And one of the surprises might be something that God wants you to do. Think that's a possibility? Mm-hmm. So we have to listen carefully to what God wants us to do. Because Mary didn't think she'd ever have a baby. And Elizabeth didn't think she would either. But surprise, surprise, they had babies. Now, I don't think you guys are going to have babies. Girls might someday. But God may have something for you to do. Maybe you'll become a doctor or a pastor or who knows what God wants you to do. Maybe a rancher or a farmer or who knows. So let's look forward to seeing what surprises God has in store for us, shall we? All right, let's pray. Thank you, God, for all the surprises you give to us. And thank you, God, that probably under the Christmas tree there will be some surprises we didn't even expect. And they can remind us that you are the best surprise of all. Amen. Thank you. Thanks, Jerry. Oh, you got one too. All right. Super. Super.
Put this out of the way for now.
Most of you probably know that we have two sons. They are no longer children. 40 and 42, I think. If I keep, no. 42 and 45. I can't even keep up with them. In my mind, they're still little kids. But I remember when we received, both of them were adopted, and I remember the day that we were told that we were going to receive them. It was a day of joy and excitement. So, you know, can you imagine the joy and the laughter of Elizabeth and Mary when they found out they were going to have babies? It had to be one of those just unbelievably exciting days. In his book, Walter Wongren, in a book of devotions called Measure Our Days, talks about this event with Mary and Elizabeth. And he likes to imagine that after they have discovered this and they've greeted one another, they sit and they giggle and they laugh until they can laugh no more. And then they weep with tears of joy. And I think that's really what happened with those two. And then as I was reading that first reading and hearing Jeremiah read it so well, I thought, wow, I wonder if that was what was going through God's head. If Micah had the idea that God was sitting up in heaven and giggling and laughing at what he was going to do in the little town of Bethlehem. Because you see, Bethlehem was a no place. I mean, it was a stop on the way to Jerusalem, which was, you could see right from where this Bethlehem was. It was a podunk of all, probably about a tenth the size of Buffalo. It was not a huge place. And nobody really thought much of it. It was the place where the Romans collected taxes. It was not a place of favor. And so to say that you're going to have the Messiah born in a town like that wasn't very impressive. So God is sitting there laughing and giggling till he can laugh no more. And he is looking forward to what he's going to do in that little town. And, of course, we read that scripture again, where he says, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, who are the least among the tribes of Israel. And it makes you wonder what all God has in store for us. What incredible things could happen despite all of the outward appearances. So return with me to the wondrous years of yesteryear with a cloud of dust and a streak of light, and a hearty hi-ho silver, the Lone Ranger rides again. But if that's not enough, look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Superman, man from another planet who can bend steel with his bare hands, is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a bullet, and can leap tall buildings with a single bound. And disguised as Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet, keeps a continuous fight for truth and justice in the American way. Now those are our heroes, the ones we look forward to. But the one that we're looking forward to on Christmas isn't Batman or Robin, the Lone Ranger, Spider-Man, or Aquaman, if I saw that. Or any of those heroes, Roy Rogers or the Lone Ranger, or any of those. The one we're looking forward to is a little baby in a manger who seems to be such a surprise to everyone. The Messiah was predicted or proclaimed to be coming for over 400 years. They've been waiting. They've given up the biblical idea of the Messiah, and they've developed their own picture of what the Messiah would be. Coming in like the Lone Ranger. Coming in like Batman or Superman or somebody like that, who would cast out the Romans, who would do what they wanted done. But surprise, surprise, Jesus comes as a baby. In 1848, they wanted to build a bridge across Niagara Falls. They had a problem. They didn't know how to do it. I mean, how do you get a cable across the river by the falls without going up miles and miles so that you could actually take a boat across and carry that big long rope? So they had a contest to see who would come up with the best idea for doing it. They offered a huge reward of $10. Well, $10 back then, it had a little more clout than it does today. A little boy came up and he had this brilliant idea that they all laughed at. He said he was going to fly a kite across to the other side. And then he was going to tie a rope to that. And once it got that across, they would tie a cable. And guess what? It worked. Surprise, surprise. Today is one of those days full of surprises where we know the rest of the story, but the rest of the world is still out on that one. We'd rather do the Christmas thing, the Santa Claus thing, than consider what this really means to Elizabeth and to Mary. Because you see, this one who comes doesn't come with weapons of destruction, but instead he comes with his own flesh and blood. He doesn't come demanding that we sacrifice our lives and our souls for everything, but comes to offer himself as a sacrifice for all of us. He comes not with blaring fanfare, but quietly in a manger. And he comes to offer himself to us this day, to give us his forgiveness, his life, his salvation. He doesn't come to avoid death, but he comes to embrace death and destroy death for all time. This is the one we celebrate today. And this is the one. Oh! I thought you were giving me a cord. That's okay. That's okay.
Good.
Yeah,
it's 9:30 now, guys.
Oh, 9:30? Good. I have to tell you, the first Sunday after we retired, we were in the church we joined in Alamogordo, and of course we're sitting up toward the front. My friend, we joined that church because my friend was the pastor there. He's in the middle of his sermon when my phone went off. It happens to all of us. Well, if you feel like singing along or clapping along, you just join me.
Let the baby come to be. In my heart, your agency. Let the baby come to me. Let not your light be far from me. Mary, mother, young with child, in a world. come to be. In my heart your agency, Bethlehem baby, come to me. Let not your light be far from me. In the stable of my heart, help me, Lord, to do my part. Use me, Lord, my God, thou art. Let not your light be far from me. Bethlehem, baby, come to me. In my heart, your agency. Bethlehem, baby, come to me. Let not your heart be far from me. Let not your heart be far from me. Let not your heart be far from me.
And that's what this season really is all about. In some ways, we like to say that this word is a good word and that a lot of people ought to hear it. One of the important things is we have to remember that every time we hear the word of God, God is speaking to us. Just like he spoke to Elizabeth, just like he spoke to Mary, just like he spoke to the prophets of old. He speaks to us. Now, there are, how many of you have been on an airplane?
Not everybody.
I should have said, how many have never been on an airplane? If Ben and I were going off to Seattle on Christmas Day, and I know that before the plane takes off, the attendant is going to come on the speaker and say, pay attention to me, because I'm going to tell you all the safety things of this plane. Now, if you look around, how many people do you think are listening?
The only place are
those who haven't been on a plane before. But the rest are oblivious. They don't listen. And I'm one of them. I've heard it so many times, I don't need to hear it again. Sadly, that's the way many people are with the Word of God. We've come to church so many times, and we've heard the Word so many times, that, well, we know, of course, that somebody we know should hear those words, right? You know? They need those words. We don't, but they do. But here's the news for today. Those words are spoken not just for that person who needs to hear it, but for us, because we need to hear it. I don't believe Mary and Joseph or Elizabeth, any of the characters we read about in this story, had any special insight into God. I firmly believe also that there were many people to whom God was trying to speak, but who, like some of us, don't pay attention. So anytime you hear the Word of God, don't worry about what your neighbor needs to hear. Ask yourself, what is God trying to say to me? Because God wants to speak to our hearts and our minds. The Bethlehem baby wants to be born in us today and every day. Amen. Amen. That's the good news. Now let's sing about the angels from the realms of glory.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth.
let us profess our faith using the creed which you have printed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge and judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father to be glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As we await the coming of Christ, we pray and hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. Faithful Lord, you keep your promises. Move your church to sing like Mary and rejoice like Elizabeth. Teach us to sing of your faithfulness all our days. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Ancient of days, with joy you danced over the waters and birthed creation. Give us joy in caring for the soil beneath us, the water around us, and the sky above us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Prince of Peace, your sacrifice gives abundant life to all. Raise up leaders in every nation whose goals are health and well-being for all people in creation. Grant them wisdom and compassion to serve as you would have them serve. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Good Shepherd, you feed your flock. Fill the hungry with good things. Lift up the lowly. Accompany the refugee. Comfort the lonely. Heal the sick, especially for those we need now. Send us in haste to surround them with your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Love incarnate, you are with us at the manger, on the cross, and on the resurrection road. Walk with all who live with depression, grief, or heartache in this season. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Ever-living God, you are Alpha and Omega. We thank you for all who sing now in the heavenly choir, especially those dear to us. Join our voices with theirs in praise of the Christ child. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you these prayers and those unspoken. In the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
It's funny. And salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and ever-living God. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes again to judge the world in righteousness And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. But have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his holy suffering.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. in and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come with us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Please stand as you are able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Silence guards above.
need to be made? Other than to remind you that tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Well, some of you might have forgotten that. But tomorrow, our worship service here is at 5 p.m., not 5:30. Somewhere we got 5:30 out there, but it's at 5 p.m. If you come at 5:30, you'll be a half hour late. And might have trouble finding a seat, we hope.
Larry, what if 5 o'clock? Do we have any other options?
Yes, there's another option. Glad that you asked that. At 7 p.m., we have another service, Union Congregational Church, and everybody is welcome over there. There are several who are coming here at 5, because that works better. So if it works better for you to go at 7, hop on up the hill.
Same message.
Literally. Same message? Yeah, pretty much the same message. Every so often it gets changed around a little bit, but you never know what's coming out of me. Announcements? Okay, then don't be surprised if sometime, somewhere, someone says to you, smile, you're on God's agenda. Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. We're really great to have you.